Hearts of girls, even if they are silly with spring fever, that's crossing the line, and this isn't a crosswalk. I am Sailor Moon, and in the name of the moon, I'll punish you.
Hi, I'm Usagi Tsukino, and I'm a 14-year-old middle school student. I'm a Cancer with blood type O, my birthstone is a pearl, and I'm a bit of a klutz. Some people might say I'm also a little emotional. So one day, this strange cat named Luna appeared, turned me into a guardian in a sailor uniform, and told me I had to fight bad guys. Boy, does that ever make me nervous. But I'm sure it'll all work out fine. The mysterious sleeping sickness. Protect the girls in love.
Jadeite, tell me. How are we coming along with the collection of human energy to offer to the great ruler?
Everything is going as planned, but if only you could give me just a little more time, our success would truly be assured.
I see. And you're absolutely certain that it will work this time?
It's true we've had interference in the past, but I'm working in secret with my monster Frau, and we feel confident our results will not disappoint.
Very well. But keep in mind that this entire affair rests on your shoulders. Move forward and do not fail us.
Yes. All my old diaries are full of thoughts of you. And now I fill my diaries with memories of the past. I want to see you again, even if it's just one more time, so I can tell you how I really feel. Deep inside my heart. That last letter came from pen name Haruna the Dreamer, who lives in Juba.
Haruna? No way! That's the same name as my teacher! Nah, can't be. She's way too old for stuff like this.
This program is currently accepting love letter submissions from listeners. If your letter is chosen, you'll receive a flower brooch, a magical flower that will bring you love.
Cool! I wish I could win one of those magical flower brooches!
Hey, Usagi!
Brought to you by FM10 to help you find your love. Tune in again tomorrow. This is Jay Daito saying good night.
Usagi?
But actually, I've never written a love letter before.
Usagi!
I have to figure out who to write it to.
Usagi!
What? What is it?
You should be in bed. If you don't get to sleep soon, then you're gonna be late for school again. Seriously, you don't have the time to be staying up listening to late-night radio shows. You can't forget that you're a guardian who was chosen for a very important mission.
All right, I get it. Bedtime!
A sleeping sickness where you don't ever wake up. I wouldn't mind catching a case of that so I can get a little rest for once.
Don't say that! We're counting on you to work hard and feed this family.
I was only kidding. If I were asleep, then I wouldn't be able to eat your delicious meals, honey.
Oh, you're such a flatterer, dear. Open wide.
Oh, I didn't know Usagi was still home.
Uh-oh, I forgot.
Good morning! Goodbye! What am I gonna do? I mean, besides getting yelled at by Miss Haruna again.
Naru, where is Miss Haruna?
No one knows. She hasn't come in yet.
Lucky for me!
But still, it's quite extraordinary for Miss Haruna to be running so late, quite irregular.
All right, I better take attendance. Second thought, let's just have free period today, so go ahead and study whatever you want. Just so... sleepy.
This is crazy. Usagi, do you have any idea what might have happened to Miss Haruna?
Why are you asking me? I just got here.
But I totally lucked out! I know that!
I don't know how much more I can take. I'm completely sick of it. It really seems Usagi doesn't listen to a single thing I say. I bet her teacher is yelling at her right now for being late. Serves her right.
Hey! Huh? So we meet again, kitty.
Oh, I hope he didn't hear me talking.
But I see that Usagi's not with you today.
Meow.
Oh, right, of course. She must be in school right now.
I really have to be more careful.
I'm guessing you might enjoy a little milk, right, kitty? Wait just a second.
Boy, I sure do wish that Usagi could be this understanding once in a while. Oh, no. What happened?
I wonder what's going on.
She wouldn't wake up no matter what they tried. I didn't realize being a teacher is so exhausting.
You know, I heard someone talking the other day about how there's some kind of illness going around where people fall asleep and never wake up again.
What? Seriously? So you get to spend your entire life asleep? I'm jealous.
What? You're jealous?
Yeah, because you get to spend your whole life dreaming. And I imagine that would be a whole lot of fun.
Really?
Yep.
Just look at all of them. Yet another batch of letters addressed to Midnight Zero.
Again? How can there be such a big response to a program that doesn't even exist?
What should we do?
Nothing. Just get rid of them.
Okay, if you say so.
Oh, more of those letters? No, I'll take care of them for you.
Great! Thank you for being such a team player.